The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Abraham Donko
and Najagble Ago.
In the headlines, National Media Commission appeals to stakeholders to uphold peace and security. Second ministerial retreat on policy and finalization of 2014 budget scheduled for September. Implementation committee working out modalities for technical universities take off. Youth groups promise not to allow themselves to be used to foment trouble after Supreme Court verdict. Political tolerance soccer gala to be staged in Accra today. And the UN chemical weapon inspectors on second day of investigation in Damascus. But first, the summary with Najagble Ago.
The National Media Commission, NMC, has urged media houses to uphold the peace and unity of the country. Speaking at a National Peace Summit in Accra, the chairman of the NMC, Cabral Blay Amihie, said the commission would deal with media outlets which go contrary to the code of ethics of journalism. Government will next month hold another presidential retreat to come out with a policy framework which will spell out how its policies and programs will be executed within the next 2 years. A Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Phyllis Kwachi Ofosu, who makes this known at a daily media briefing at the Flagstaff House in Accra, said the 2014 budget will also be finalized at the retreat. Youth groups in the country have pledged not to allow themselves to be used to foment trouble after Thursday's verdict. The groups, made up of unions of the universities, polytechnics and teacher training colleges, among others, appealed to the public not to jubilate when the verdict is pronounced. This was contained in a communique issued at a meeting in Accra. And UN chemical weapon inspectors are due to start a second day of investigations into last week's attacks in the suburbs of the Syrian capital, Damascus. The UN team came under sniper fire as they tried to visit an area west of the city yesterday. Both the Syrian government and rebels have blamed each other for the attacks.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
The news in detail. The National Media Commission, NMC, says it will deal with media houses that break the code of ethics of journalism and code of conduct adopted by all media organizations. Its chairman, Cabral Blay Amihie, said there is always a price for irresponsible journalism and urged media houses to exercise self-regulation. Speaking at the National Peace Summit in Accra, Mr. Amihie said the NMC, National Communications Authority, and the security agencies will ensure that the media do not threaten the peace of the nation.
Conscious of our mandate and our own responsibility as a commission to ensure that Ghana is still the peaceful, united, stable nation the morning after the verdict of the Supreme Court and many months afterwards, the National Media Commission, in collaboration with the National Communication Authority, shall not abdicate our responsibility to the people of Ghana and will, if it becomes necessary, take every and any appropriate measure, deal firmly with any media house that breaks the code of ethics of journalism, the code of conduct adopted freely by members of the Ghana Independent Broadcaster Association and the GJA and PRIMPAC. There is always a day, even a friendly dog, go beyond mere barking and bite. And whilst we want to trust the good judgment of the patriotic media of Ghana not to give us an occasion to do so, let the word go forth from the press center that for the supreme interest of Ghana, the NMC, in collaboration with the NCA and relevant authorities, do the proper thing if and when it becomes necessary. There is always a heavy price for irresponsible and reckless journalism, as some journalists from Rwanda, Cote d'Ivoire, and Kenya have discovered with their indictment for the International Court of Justice The Hague. And as I speak, the NMC has a working agreement with the National Communication Authority and the Police Service, which seeks to do several things to protect the freedom and safety of the media, but also seeks to ensure that the media does not threaten our existence. Mr. Chairman, the media of Ghana has indeed played a very positive role from the days of our struggles for independence, colonial rule to date, and should not fail the nation at this hour, when the nation has reached an important crossroad where one fatal slip and plunges into the abyss, into a vicious cycle of violence that can destroy the very foundations of our beloved Ghana.
Mr. Mihir, however, cautioned state institutions not to capitalize on the verdict to do anything that would threaten the nation's credence of peace, of freedom of speech and rule of law.
Our security agencies will be on test as to how they conduct themselves after a verdict that is bound to generate tension among the party that loses. They will be ultimately judged by the fairness and firmness they display, which will assure Ghanaians of their independence, loyalty, nobody rule law. The Free Press of Ghana, which has been covering the case and will be the medium through which the political parties and the general public will seek to express their reaction to the verdict, has even a greater responsibility to ensure that their coverage, commentaries and media platforms do not deepen the tension and resultant anger of some parties who may naturally be aggrieved and bruised by the verdict of the Supreme Court. All decisions and actions before and after the verdict must be guided by the supreme document of Ghana's democracy, that is the constitution and other laws of the land. And here I wish to stress that even at this moment, this critical moment in our history, even as we seek to keep the peace, nothing untoward will be done by any of our state institutions that could threaten the nation's credo of freedom and justice and rule of law. The national interest that may be protected and preserved demands that we operate within the parameters of the Constitution and the rule of law.
That was Chairman of the National Media Commission, Cabral Blay Amihier.
The president of GGA, Athol Money, has appealed to all journalists, reporters and media owners to show respect for the core principles which underpin the profession. Speaking at a media peace summit in Accra, Mr. Money said the pursuit of media freedom without responsibility is dangerous and at odds with national peace and security. Mr. Money said media houses should accept full responsibility for what they broadcast and publish.
The devastating consequences of media excesses, media infractions, media arrogance, and media impunity in other countries seem to have been flogged or overflogged, but they still have particular resonance for Ghana and provide a fountain of lessons from which we must all drink. To this end, the GGA makes a patriotic, moral, and guarded appeal to all journalists, presenters, reporters, and media owners not to capitulate to unprofessional, unethical, and undemocratic practices in the run-up and well after the Supreme Court verdict. More than ever before, we must show respect for the core values which underpin our noble profession, as well as exemplify a passionate impulse to promote peace. In other words, we should tilt our headlines, our stories, our comments, and our analysis towards conflict prevention.
You heard GGE President Athol Money.
Meanwhile, the acting director, School of Communication Studies, University of Ghana, Dr. Margaret Amwakohini, believes the media forum on the responsible reporter should have come earlier. She said the situation where such programs are tied to an event is not the best. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, Dr. Amwakohini said the ideal situation should have been before the liberalization of the airwaves. She said, though it may seem late, the NNC and GGA can right the wrong by gradually organizing fora and inviting technocrats and knowledgeable people to their programs. Moderators must also avoid hosting party communicators who inflame passion rather than tackling issues head on.
I think you've come way too late, and it seems to suggest a kind of panic attack. We are faced with a situation where we are not sure what will happen, and therefore we are trying to do what we should have done ages ago. Why is it that when it's getting to elections, when it's getting to critical moments, we begin to talk responsibility with the media? Shouldn't we look at that even in normal time, so that we cash in upon that normality when it gets to critical situations like this. I mean, we just have about 72 hours to the verdict. What really would an irresponsible journalist do to become responsible in 72 hours?
There have been appeals to media practitioners to be professional and ethical in their practice. Yet we have witnessed numerous situations where some of these media houses have gone wayward and had even refused the invitations of the Media Commission and the GGA. How do we go about this challenge?
You know, I'm really very aware of the situation that you just created, because I have served in the Media Commission before, and I remember a particular journalist who brazenly told us he wasn't coming, he could do whatever he wanted to do, you know. And of course, the Media Commission could not do anything, because, I mean, you created the commission, and you're supposed to resource the commission to perform its activities, but it's never resourced, and therefore it's never able to perform its functions. And we seem to be insulating the media against governmental control without looking at media responsibility as much as we look at insulating them from governmental control. And in any case, because we now have a liberalized media environment, government is not the only control on the media. There are many, many interests, economic, commercial, business, whatever, political, you know. And therefore, we need to look at this in a very wide perspective and know that there are many, many things that exact their tools for media performance. And until we begin to do what is right. And if you ask me who a journalist is, I don't know. Because anybody who thinks that he can sit before a microphone or can go about saying that I represent this newspaper calls himself or herself a journalist. Is that how to build a profession? And you don't wake up one day and think that suddenly black people would have learned so much how to do what is right. They have never done what is right. And the fact that you've been in practice for 10 years doesn't make you a good journalist if you've been doing all the wrong things all the time. So we need to go back and do what is right. Ensure that people are sufficiently trained, either in the classroom or on the job, or you said ideally both, so that they learn what is required of them, what society expects of them, and know what society frowns upon. And indeed, when they go wrong, we should be able to crack the whip and let them know that we are not going to tolerate behaviors that are sanctioned by society.
How do we ensure that we don't have the Rwandan experience in Ghana after the Supreme Court verdict, using the media to inflame passion?
I think what I would suggest is that we hold media houses responsible for any infraction. That is the first thing. For them to be able to empanel people who will not come and inflame passion, and people who are responsible enough to know that we are at a moment in our lives where what we need will not be sentimentality, that people who will discuss things rationally, dispassionately, to the point that everybody can understand, even if you don't support what they are saying.
Dr. Margaret Amwakohene is the Acting Director of School of Communication Studies at the University of Ghana on the Media Forum.
The Ashanti Regional Police Command, with the support of the Northern Command of the Ghana Armed Forces and the heads of other regional security services, met major stakeholders in the promotion of peace in the country in Kumasi as part of efforts to ensure that the tranquility and unity within the region remains intact, especially after the Supreme Court delivers its ruling on the legal challenge to the 2012 presidential election results. The reason for the meeting was for political parties to commit themselves to maintaining the peace after the court's ruling. Here is Nicholas Osei-Wusu's report.
The Ashanti Regional Chairman of the NPP, Frederick Fedua Anto, said even after the 1992 general elections, when they believed the presidential election was seriously manipulated, the party, and for that matter the Ashanti region, its stronghold, maintained the peace. According to him, the NPP believes in the rule of law and will therefore accept the ruling of the court. What the party requires is that the security forces must provide fair ground for all, irrespective of the affiliation of whoever flouts the law. For his part, the regional vice chairman of the NDC, Alex Ativo Soya, indicated that the party has been educating its faithful to accept the Supreme Court verdict in good faith without resorting to breach the peace in the country. They should neither start violence nor physically retaliate when any of them is attacked, but should report any infractions to the police for redress. Mr. Soya reminded NDC members that it is God who either installs or bestows kings, for which reason they should always remain calm. Representatives of other political parties were unanimous in their remarks that the media should be closely monitored to avert any abuse of the airwaves. This is because some media houses in the Ashanti region, especially the electronic media, have been acting without regard to the ethics and regulations of their profession. The Ashanti Regional Police Commander, DCOP Augustine Jennings, gave the assurance that the security services will be fair and firm in the performance of their duties, especially in creating a congenial atmosphere for law-abiding residents to undertake their duties. DCOP Jennings urged party leaders to impress upon their followers to remain peaceful, as the police will deal appropriately with anyone who breaches the peace. The General Officer commanding the Northern Command of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Joseph Edubuampo, asked political party leaders not to shield any of their members who will flout the law. The Ashanti Regional Chairman of the GJA, Lister Oyesubukasen, admitted that some media practitioners and media houses in the region have over the years been discharging their duties with impunity, arrogance, and with total disregard for the law. Thus, the GJA chairman warned, must stop immediately so as to maintain the peace.
That was a report from correspondent Nicholas Osei-Wusu.
The NPP chairman of the Ablekuma North constituency, Alex Abuajihene, has appealed to leaders of the NDC and NPP to strike up their supporters to accept the verdict of the Supreme Court. Mr. Ohene said this in Accra during a workshop for supporters of the party aimed at preparing them to accept the court's verdict. He said since it is only the 9 justices sitting on the case who have the constitutional mandate to give the pronouncement on the case, it will be dangerous for any person or group to predict the outcome. Mr. Ohene noted that elections in some countries have brought untold hardships to their people, and Ghanaians should take a cue from that. He appealed to the supporters and Ghanaians not to do anything that will undermine the security of the nation. Mr. Ohene commended the NPP presidential candidate for the 2012 elections, Nana Akufo-Addo, and his co-petitioners for choosing the path of peace by going to court. The news comes to you from Radio Ghana. The major stories. National Media Commission appeals to stakeholders to uphold peace and security. Second ministerial retreat on policy and finalization of 2014 budget scheduled for September. Implementation committee working out modalities for technical universities to take off. Youth groups promise not to allow themselves to be used to foment trouble after Supreme Court verdict. Political tolerance gala to be staged in Accra today. And UN chemical weapon inspectors on second day of investigation in Damascus.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
Welcome back. Awaiting the verdict of the Supreme Court has attracted several civil society organizations championing the need for peace and unity. The latest to add its voice is Global Family Care, a group of social workers who believe in reviving the country's family values to translate into the national psyche. At a media launch in Accra, a co-founder, Ebenezer Jabaku, bemoaned the growing trend of parental irresponsibility and fast-fading African family values, which have been the bane of the country's underdevelopment. We bring you a report by Rita Ampar Bintete.
As the co-founder of Global Family Care, Mr. Dapaku, puts it, a family mirrors society in itself. The Global Family Care says the family is the backbone of every society, and countries that have neglected family values have suffered from its consequences. According to him, families must sit up and take up critical roles of shaping and guiding individual conduct as the Supreme Court verdict approaches.
To let every family sit up, because some years ago, our grandmothers and grandfathers who sit at home hears a lot of information than us who goes out. So they call us to tell us, oh, my son, my grandson, don't go here, don't do this. We see that every family should call their children or their families together and let them know that the future of Ghana lies in our hands. We have gone through a lot as a nation. We see it as another opportunity for Ghana to speak to the world that, look, Ghana, we have come of age. And we shouldn't see the Supreme Court verdict as something that will guarantee some people to take the law in their own hands and do anything, because it has to do with the future of Ghana, not now.
Ebenezer Dakaku spoke about what he describes as Global Family Care and explained that the family care will help the Ghanaian society to embrace the power of African family unions for peace, wealth creation, and poverty eradication.
Our society is still becoming better because of the disorganized of the Ghanaian Family Union. And we want to say that for us as a country to stand strong, we need to go down and strengthen our family unions. We're saying that the future of Ghana is our shared responsibility as a family. And we need to do this by embracing Ghana and the resources it has and ourselves. When we do that, we are sure of making Ghana a bright country or making preparation for the next generation.
The Global Family Care believes that families all over, irrespective of tribe and regional differences, must begin inculcating values of education, integrity, and African morals. Rita Mpabintete, reporting for Radio Ghana.
Various youth groups in the country have committed themselves to peace and have promised not to allow themselves to be used to foment trouble. They have also called on the leadership of political parties to accept the verdict and encourage their supporters to do same. In a communique issued at a meeting in Accra, the youth groups made up of unions of the universities, polytechnics and teacher training colleges, among others, appealed to the public not to jubilate when the verdict is delivered. The communique also demanded that the media should be circumspect in their reportage and exhibit high sense of professionalism. Brighton Trauma has this report.
The youth groups, made up of the National Union of Ghana Students, the All African Students Union and the Graduate Students Association of Ghana, among others, were brought under one umbrella by the Frederick Ebbeck Stiftung and the Center for Development Research and Advocacy to brainstorm on peace, stability and development, the role of the youth. They were unanimous that the path to chart after the ruling is peace. Delivering a communique on behalf of the groups, the Secretary General of All African Students Union, Fred Awal, asked Ghanaians to contribute to greater justice and peace. He said the youth will remain peaceful and pledge not to allow themselves to be used to foment trouble. Mr. Awal expressed confidence in the Supreme Court to deliver justice to all Ghanaians.
We on our part assure all citizens that we shall remain peaceful and shall not be used or foment trouble. We also do all within our powers and strength to maintain and improve on the peace and tranquility we currently enjoy. We are, however, confident that our 9 justices of the Supreme Court will offer justice to the nation without fear or favor. Encourage all Ghanaians to prepare their minds and hearts to receive the judgment that the Supreme Court will give in good faith and to serve it as a victory for Ghana's democracy. We appeal to all Ghanaians not to celebrate or join any celebration after the verdict of the court, but to continue their normal daily duties to develop our country and refrain from provocative actions and utterances that can lead to the violence and conflict.
Mr. Awal added his voice to calls for the media to be guided by their code of ethics and be professional in their reportage in order not to inflame passions.
We call on the leadership of all the political parties, particularly the National Democratic Congress and the New Patriotic Party, to accept the court's verdict in good faith and to encourage their supporters to do the same. We demand that the press shows restraint in its reportage. They should exhibit circumspection and responsible reporting, observing rigorously the highest journalistic standards. Social commentators should also be circumspect in their commentaries on the outcome and to use their media platform to encourage reconciliation and peace for coexistence among all Ghanaians.
The youth groups ask Ghanaians to continue to live in peace after the ruling.
A report by Brighton Trauma.
The Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, GNPC, and the Ministry of Energy and Petroleum have been asked to furnish the commission inquiring into issues leading to the payment of judgment debt with documents on a case involving Societe Generale and GNPC. The Commissioner, Justice Yao Appel, gave the two institutions after the 16th of next month to provide information on the transaction between Societe Generale and GNPC that led to the payment of judgment debt to Societe Generale in 2001. This is because the representatives of the two institutions that appeared before the commission could not give much information on the case. The chief executive officer of GNPC, Nana Buachi Asafuji, said on the advice of Societe Generale, GNPC entered into hedging to manage oil price and also advanced credit for the transactions. Societe Generale, however, took GNPC to court in London to recover some unpaid loans from the transactions. Thus, the GNPC contested, saying Societe Generale offered bad advice which resulted in losses. Unfortunately, he could not provide documents except a letter informing GNPC on the payment of judgment debt to Societe Generale. The letter also indicated that the drilling ship belonging to GNPC was sold to offset the debt. Mr. Safuije further said GNPC handed over all the files on the case to the Attorney General's Department in early 2001 and they have not been returned. The Chief Director of the Ministry of Energy and Petroleum, Professor Thomas Akabza, appeared before the Commission and pleaded for more time to gather the documents on the case.
Government says it is satisfied with progress made in the economy after key government officials, including the president, were briefed on the economy at a retreat over the weekend. According to a Deputy Information Minister, Felix Kwachifusu, one major drain on the economy was identified as a public sector wage bill, which takes about 70% of tax revenue. The mid-year presidential retreat was to enable regular consultation among top government officials on governance issues and how to tackle them. Mr. Kwachifusu said officials were briefed by key technical personnel at various levels of management of the country. Meanwhile, Deputy Minister for Information and Media Relations, Felix Kwachifusu, says another retreat is scheduled for next month. Issues to be looked at include the construction of a framework which will spell out ways government policies and programs will be executed within the next 2 years and the finalization of the 2014 budget. Already, the Finance Minister, Seth Tekle, has been directed to begin putting together the 2014 budget. These, according to him, are to ensure that government meets the expectation of the ordinary Ghanaian.
And on to the foreign front, UN chemical weapon inspectors are due to start a second day of investigations into last week's attacks in the suburbs of the Syrian capital, Damascus. The UN team came under sniper fire as they tried to visit an area west of the city yesterday. The US and its allies are considering military strikes on Syria, although Russia, Syria's ally, has warned against this. Both the Syrian government and rebels have blamed each other for the attacks. Medical charity Medicine Sans Frontier said three hospitals its support in the Damascus area treated about 3,600 patients with neurotoxic symptoms last Wednesday, of whom 355 died.
Ahead of the Supreme Court's ruling on Thursday, the various political parties, together with religious leaders, the media, the Musicians Union of Ghana, music and former Black Star players, will today take part in a competition dubbed Political Tolerance Soccer Gala at the Accra Sports Stadium. The competition aims at promoting political tolerance, peace and unity after the Supreme Court's verdict. The organizers of the gala, Pro-Image Communications, have called on all to be at the stadium to support their call for peace. Now to end the news, the main points again. The National Media Commission, NMC, has urged the media houses to uphold the peace and unity of the country. Speaking at the National Peace Summit in Accra, the chairman of the NMC, Cabral Bliamihe, said the commission will deal with media outlets which go contrary to the code of ethics of journalism. Government will next month hold another presidential retreat to come out with a policy framework which will spell out how its policies and programs will be executed within the next 2 years. The Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Kwachi Felix Kwachifusu, who made this known at a daily media briefing at the Flagstaff House in Accra, said the 2014 budget will also be finalized at the retreat. And youth groups in the country have pledged not to allow themselves to be used to foment trouble after Thursday's verdict. The groups made up of unions of the universities, polytechnics and teacher training colleges, among others, appeal to the public not to jubilate when the verdict is pronounced. This was contained in a communique issued at a meeting in Accra. The news was presented by Ibrahim Donko
and Najak Gliago in Accra.